AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Investigators are talking with someone who has information about last night's fatal ambush shooting of a Harris County, Texas sheriff deputy. Sheriff's Office spokesman Deputy Thomas Gilliland says the person is not under arrest, nor is he a suspect or a person of interest. No one has been charged, and the search continues for the shooting suspect. Gilliland says Deputy Darren Goforth was gassing up his police squad car when he's gunned down from behind at a suburban Houston gas station.
A witness called 911, let us know that one of our deputies had been shot. Multiple units arrived. EMS arrived on scene. Unfortunately, the deputy passed.
The 47-year-old leaves a wife and two children. Journalism and human rights groups criticizing an Egyptian court for finding three Al Jazeera English staffers guilty, sentencing them to jail for 3 years. Amal Clooney, lawyer representing Canadian Mohamed Farmi, says Egypt's president needs to set things right.
There is a solution. Your president, President Sisi, has said from the beginning of this case that he wishes the prosecution had never been brought, and that he would intervene at the end of the judicial process to grant a pardon if the journalists were reconvicted.
Fami and an Egyptian man have been sent back to prison. The third man was deported to his native Australia in February. Austrian officials say it appears 71 people suffocated in the back of a migrant truck left abandoned along a major highway. Charles De La Desmond reports that four men with ties to that truck now face possible charges in two countries.
Hungarian prosecutors are requesting the preliminary arrest of the four men at a closed-doors court hearing. The authorities are investigating the suspects' involvement in the human trafficking aspects of the case.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama talks about global warming while the Republicans' weekly address focuses on the Iran nuclear deal. Shelley Adler with more.
When President Obama heads to Alaska Monday, he'll focus attention on how global warming is affecting that state. And that was the topic of his weekly radio address.
If another country threatened to wipe out an American town, we'd do everything in our power to protect ourselves. Climate change poses the same threat right now.
The GOP address was given by California Congressman Ed Royce. His topic was the Iran nuclear deal.
Is there any other reason why Iran, an energy-rich country, is advancing its nuclear technology other than to make a nuclear weapon?
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Usain Bolt takes three sprint gold medals this week at the World Championships in Beijing. This is the Jamaican track legend's third straight triple gold win, which started with the London Olympics. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.